I have somebody I could call right now, and within about 30 minutes, we would probably have all of your passwords that you use for all of your devices in your personal home.
Pass me my phone.
When you travel, when any business person travels to a hostile country, they're almost always surveilled. Their hotel rooms can be rifled through. There's people called bumbling surveillance or watchers who will usually follow you. I'm not sure what your travel looks like, but I can almost assure you that if you traveled to Russia, if you traveled to China, if you traveled to Cuba, you had a watcher, you had a surveillance team.
Really?
That was watching you.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're wealthy, you're successful, you're an influencer, you're of significance. At the very least, they want to make sure that some petty criminal doesn't hurt you in their country, because that could be a big deal.
Thank you.
But
please continue to surveil me.
But at worst, they could also be scraping your cell phone to pull all of your contacts off the cell phone so that they could then reach out to any of the contacts that you have on your cell phone. They could scan and duplicate your hard drive as you go through secondary or go through immigration in a foreign country.
They can scan my hard drive as I go through immigration?
Absolutely. We can do that here in the United States too.
What? So if I land in the United States, how would they do that?
There's different authorities that exist for different agencies. So here inside the United States, one of the authorities that we give to our Border Patrol is the authority to essentially scrape data off of all of your electronic devices. So if you're deemed a target of interest and if you're moved into what's known as a secondary screening, they will separate you from your bags. They'll actually open your bags. They might even tell you to unlock your cell phone or unlock your laptop. And then from there, with technology that's proprietary and technology that's also commercially available, they can scrape and scan your hard drive. There's a good chance that it was cloned.
But I didn't give them my password.
Sometimes they don't need your password.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I have somebody I could call right now, and within about 30 minutes, we would probably have all of your passwords that you use for all of your devices in your personal home.
That's the end of the podcast, Andrew. Good luck with the book. Pass me my phone.